Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello. I'm recording this as a last cry for help. I'm trapped inside the ventilation system of a school, together with something. Something horrific, the stuff of nightmares. I'm afraid I won't be able to survive. To give some context, I recently got a job as a night guard at a school in my town. When I saw the job offered online, I couldn't help but apply. I just moved out of the country and needed some quick money. Don't judge me. If I knew what I was getting into, I never would have accepted it. The paycheck was really good, $40 an hour, and being a college student in need of money, I didn't think much of it. It was a big mistake. I called the number posted on the website and a man with a low and raspy voice answered. He told me his name was Jack, and that I had to meet him at the school that night. He didn't give me any further details. He told me he would tell me everything when I saw him. And that's how the conversation went. Jack didn't ask me any questions as to why I wanted to apply or what my skills were. It seemed like he just needed someone to take the post. But quick money, right? I ate pizza for lunch and then got into my car and drove to the school. When I arrived, I saw a big SUV parked in front of the entrance. Inside, a man in his 50s, wearing casual clothes and smoking a cigar. My gut feeling told me it was Jack, so I got out of the car and I waved to him. He immediately noticed me and opened his rear window. He asked me was I the kid who called about the job, and he asked me if I could defend myself if someone broke in and threatened me. He barely stopped to let me finish my sentences. It looked like he was in a hurry. Jack asked me if I got scared easily. Do I get scared easily? By what? I didn't want to annoy him, so I just said no. Finally, he asked me did I believe in God. This was getting weird, I thought. Maybe I should search for something else. But then I remembered the pay. So I just told Jack I did, that I did believe in God. He told me the job was mine. That's it, I thought to myself. No more questions? Nothing? Well, Jack just looked straight at me, piercing me with his eyes. He told me I started working that night, that everything I needed was in the security office inside the school, including my uniform and some tools that I might find handy, that my shift started at 10 p.m, and if I had any questions, I was to call him and no one else. Jack gave me his phone number and drove off, leaving me to my duties. I went inside, and I could notice the classic interior the school had. It gave me a lot of the 80s vibes from the look of it. I walked across the long hallway, filled with classrooms on the left side, when I arrived at the security office. I grabbed the doorknob and rushed inside. I didn't want to be unprepared for my shift. I checked the locker and it had a uniform, a flashlight, and a wristwatch. I quickly grabbed all of them and put on the uniform and the watch. Then I stared at the desk. On it, there was a document which listed my duties as a night guard. It was the usual stuff. I quickly read through it and didn't notice anything interesting. On the back of the document, I saw a note. It was stained by coffee, but the letters were still visible. It read, "Rules for being the night guard at the school." Rules? This is nonsense. But out of curiosity, I started reading. But as I read, I got real terrified about what was written on that piece of paper. This is a set of rules for the night guard at the school. By no means are you to break one of the rules or your life will be in terrible danger. Your shift starts at 10 p.m. and ends at 6 a.m. Be sure to arrive sooner than 10. The more time you have to prepare, the better. You will also be provided with a gun in case of emergency. It's located in the drawer. Be sure to grab it. Number 1. Always make sure you are silent while outside the security office. The creatures inside are dormant as long as you don't make any noise above the sound of your footsteps. There are hours where they get active though, so pay attention to the next rules too. Number 2. Always make sure to lock the door behind you when you get in and out of the security office. Oh, and one more thing. After 2 a.m, the door of the security office will be compromised. Do not go inside, as it will prove to be a dead end. Number 3. Constantly check the watch we provide to see the correct hour. Every other watch will be malfunctioned while inside. Number 4. During 10 and 11 p.m., start patrolling the school. Nothing will happen during this job if you follow the first rule, but you have to get inside your office before 11. The creatures mentioned before will start to be active, and you do not want to be out there with them. If you can't make it to the security office, hide inside one of the bathrooms and pray they don't find you. Number 5. Between 11 p.m. and 12 a.m, you have to stay inside your office, but you need to pay attention to the security cameras. You will see the creatures walking around the school looking for prey. If you see them coming close to the security office, turn off the electricity from the breaker box and barricade the door. If you don't see them getting nearer, just carry on with your business. Although if you do turn off the electricity from the breaker box, don't turn it back on until the end of your shift or they will start to hunt you. Number 6. Between 12 and 2 a.m, you have to make rounds around the school once again. Pay attention for blood on the floor. If you see blood, run back to the security office and barricade the door. Something will claw at the door, but it will leave as soon as you don't make any noise. After it's gone, continue patrolling. Number 7. During 2 and 4 a.m., you need to check the basement. Once you get there, the door will close behind you until 4 a.m. If you hear low growling noises coming from multiple directions, hide wherever you can. If you cannot hide, be prepared to run to the panic room. The path leading to it is marked on the sticky note. Number 8. Once you enter the basement, the janitor will start to follow you until the end of your shift. You will occasionally see glimpses of him. Do not let him catch you. If he gets too close, tap him on the shoulder and say, "Not now, my friend, not now." He will disappear for roughly half an hour. This gives you time to gain distance. Please note, you can only do this once. Number 9. After 4 a.m, the creatures inside will start to hunt you. Do your best to evade them until 6 a.m. If you can do that, they will return to being dormant again and you can safely exit the building. Your shift is over. Number 10. This one never happens to anyone, so that's why it's left last on the list. While you're inside, you could hear a storm outside. If this happens, look out the window to see if it rains blood. If it doesn't, continue following the rules normally. Although if it does, you may encounter a pale woman with long dark hair named Max during your shift. Max will appear normal at first, but soon after she will slowly transform into something horrible and start hunting you until the end of your shift. If that happens, get into the ventilation system and hide there, keeping quiet until the end of your shift. If Max crawls into the vents as well, evade her as well as you can. Your life is on the line. Don't worry about the janitor or the other creatures. They fear her as well. After your watch shows 6 a.m, she will back away. You can end your shift and exit the school. I hope we'll see you alive tomorrow.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I could feel my blood run cold in my veins. What did I just read? Is this just a prank to scare the new girl? I started to panic though. What if the rules were real? Could I even survive a shift like this? After calming down for a minute, I thought that maybe I should take the note seriously, just in case something is really out there with me. By the time I was done preparing, the watch was showing 10:15. Shit, I should get going. I started to walk across the long and dimly lit hallways, checking the classrooms, the bathrooms, everything I could. I could feel the air around me getting heavier with each step. Like something was watching me, carefully paying attention to every move I make, thirsty for human blood. I checked the watch and for a moment I froze, 10:55. I don't think I have time to get back to the security office without sprinting and making a lot of noise. I remembered the fourth rule. Between 10 and 11 p.m. start patrolling the school. Nothing will happen during this job if you follow the first rule, but you have to get inside your office before 11. The creatures mentioned in the first rule will start to be active, and you don't want to be out there with them. If you can't make it to the security office, hide inside one of the bathrooms and pray they don't find you. I just broke the rule, but I could at least follow the last part. I went into one of the bathrooms and hid in the stall, locking the door behind me. Not long after, I heard the painfully loud shrieks echoing through the halls. So loud that I could feel the sound shattering my eardrums. I was horrified, and cold sweat started to drip down my neck. I had to calm myself down in order not to hyperventilate and attract unwanted attention. I opened my phone and saw that it had no service. What the hell, I thought. There should have been a signal inside. As it was before I started my shift. Now it was gone, and I was there, trapped with those things, all by myself. I didn't have much time to contemplate on the situation, as I heard something enter the bathroom. It started to crawl around, sniffing for prey. It came up in front of my stall and started to scratch the door. Crap, I was close to passing out. Since I got terrified thinking of what it could be on the other side of the door, I knew it sensed something and it wouldn't leave until it got me. It started to growl at the door, and that's when I passed out. When I woke up, surprisingly it seemed to have disappeared. I checked my watch and it was showing 11:30. I had to make a run for the security office. I slowly exited the stall and got out of the bathroom. The next thing I did was very stupid. I ran to the security office as fast as I could, and I drew a lot of attention towards me. Soon, I was chased by something, and I started to run at full speed. I could feel it breathing at the back of my throat, and I could smell its putrid scent. I didn't want to turn my head around to see what it looked like. It didn't matter anymore. I quickly got to the security office, storming inside and locking the door behind me. I heard loud growls, banging and scratching at the door. I then barricaded the door and turned off the electricity to the building, just as the rules said. Maybe there was still time to follow them and escape alive out of this hell pit. Soon after, the sound stopped. I quickly glanced at the security cameras and saw the creatures walking away from the office. They looked terrifying. All of them were black and had some sort of fur on top of their skin. Their eyes, oh my God, their eyes were white and translucent. You could see the veins inside them. Their claws were extremely sharp, as they left marks on the floor when they passed. All of them had some sort of fucked up grin on their face, showing their teeth with jagged edges, hungry for flesh. I kept watching them on the cameras, seeing them move across the hallways and classrooms looking for prey. Looking for me. I didn't have much time to recover because soon after, the watch was showing 12 a.m. I had to get moving. I grabbed the flashlight and walked into the dark abyss, afraid of what I'd just witnessed. I knew my life was in terrible danger, and the only way to survive was to follow the rules written on the note. Chaotic thoughts were rushing through my head. I could see my entire life unfolding right in front of my eyes. I was terrified because, deep inside, I had a feeling I would not get out of this situation alive. I continued the journey across the endless and dark hallways, checking all of the classrooms and bathrooms, along with the principal's office and the canteen. I was surprised by the fact I couldn't see anything fucked up while I was patrolling. It's like they vanished into thin air after the incident from earlier. But as I kept quiet, as I could feel something was wrong. I wasn't alone in there. Something was quietly observing each and every move I was making, waiting to find the moment where I was weak and then tear open my flesh. As instructed, I was paying attention to the floor too, to see if there was any blood on it. Nothing. Lucky me, I thought. One less demonic thing to worry about. I checked my watch and it was showing 1:30. In half an hour, I had to go check the basement, as it was written on the rule set. I slowly made my way near, arriving at the canteen. It was empty, and the thought of having a few moments of peace comforted my mind. I could feel my breath getting easier, and then a sudden sense of hope emerged deep from inside me. I had to get out alive. I didn't have much time to think, though, as my watch on my wrist showed 2 a.m. I had to go down to the basement. I approached the door slowly and grabbed the handle to open it. It was rusty, as though no one had gone down there for years. As I opened the door, I shone my flashlight into the darkness and descended slowly into whatever place was waiting for me. I grabbed the sticky note from the rule set and made sure I knew the way to the panic room. It's better to be safe than sorry. As I walked around the dark abyss, I quickly noted that someone was following me. After taking a better look, my heart started to beat fast and I could feel the sense of dread in the air. My legs froze as I could distinguish his appearance. It was the janitor. I almost forgot about the janitor. Once you enter the basement, the janitor will start to follow you until the end of your shift. Do not let him catch you. If he gets too close, tap him on the shoulder and say, "Not now, my friend, not now." He will disappear for roughly half an hour, giving you time to gain distance. I pulled myself out of the trance I was in and I ran. I didn't know where I was heading, and honestly, it didn't matter at that point. The janitor continued to follow me at a fast pace. Just when I thought things could not get worse, I started to hear low growling. It was coming from every direction, and it got louder as each second passed. I could feel the air around me getting colder and filled with a foul smell of rotting corpses. I booked it for the panic room, running as fast as I could. As I wasn't paying enough attention to my surroundings, I tripped on something and my flashlight fell out of my hand. My primal survival instinct kicked in, and I continued to run, as I left the flashlight there on the ground. I didn't even realise I was close to the panic room until I hit my head on the door. Then, in complete darkness, I frantically tried to find the handle to get inside, and I could hear something big crawling towards me. As it was getting closer and closer, I finally got inside the panic room and shut the door behind me. Soon after, something was smashing its body against it, trying to get inside. I could hear terrible sounds coming from outside. I don't even know how to describe them. It kept going for a while, and then suddenly, it stopped. I sighed in relief. I got out my phone and turned on the flashlight. As I looked around the room, I froze. I forgot about the janitor. I felt a cold breath on my neck and I tried to remember the rule. That's it, I thought. I remembered. I leant over and touched him on the shoulder while saying, "Not now, my friend, not now." He let out a loud scream and he vanished. I didn't have time to rest as I checked my watch again, and it showed 3:50 a.m. No more than 10 minutes and all the demonic creatures lurking around the school will start to hunt me. I still had the gun from the drawer in the security room, and it gave me a little sense of safety. If I could stay alive for the next 2 hours, I would get out of this hell. I could sit inside the panic room until my shift ends, I thought. Suddenly, I heard the faint sounds of rain coming from outside. This can't be. No, it's impossible. I'm just imagining things. My mind was aggressively trying to suppress my fear, but deep down, I knew I had to go upstairs and look outside the windows. I got out of the shelter I had inside the panic room and made my way upstairs. As I got out of the basement, I could see the terrifying creatures running around, as if they were trying to find a hideout from something. As I looked outside one of the windows, I could feel a spine-chilling sensation, freezing the place with fear. It was raining blood, and I knew what that meant. It was written in the rules. While you are inside, you could start to hear a storm outside. If that happens, look out the windows to see if it rains blood. If it does, you may encounter a pale woman with long dark hair named Max during your shift. Max will appear normal at first, but soon after she will slowly transform into something horrible and start to hunt you until the end of your shift. Crap, I'm done for. I tried to make it back to the panic room in the basement, thinking that Max won't find me there. As I slowly walked back to the entrance of the lower level, a pale woman with long dark hair appeared right in front of me. I had to get inside the vents before she transformed into whatever bloody thing she will. As I ran into one of the classrooms to enter the ventilation system, I heard bones cracking and loud, high-pitched shrieks coming from behind. I didn't dare to look at the thing. I quickly got inside the vent and started to crawl, looking for a place to hide. I could hear Max crawling after me, following me, as if she knew exactly where I was headed. Desperately searching for a hideout, I went inside a tube located at the side of the main crawl space and I hid there. Then, I could hear Max getting closer, her claws scraping the insides of the crawl space. She passed right beside me, and I could get a glimpse at what she looked like. Her limbs were long, with bones protruding from them, and she had long, sharp claws. Her head was deformed, and her teeth elongated and pointed, like razors coming out of her mouth. Max rushed through the ventilation system, searching for me, and I knew it was only a matter of time before she did. I'm trapped inside the narrow crawl space, having nowhere to go. As I'm recording this, I can hear her screams and the sound of her claws scraping the metallic inside the vents, and she's getting closer. I can feel it.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.